USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead, and first responders continue to conduct search and rescue missions after part of a condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, early Thursday morning. President Biden confirms he's reached out to local officials.
I spoke with the mayor. I spoke with the congresswoman.
Dozens of Miami-Dade fire rescue units are on the scene trying to find survivors. At least 100 people are unaccounted for. Abigail Crosby, a visitor from Virginia, was staying at a resort next door when the condo collapsed.
My reaction was panic mode. I just threw the phone down and raced to pick up my aunt's kids and try to get them out.
According to GasBuddy.com, gas prices are expected to remain above $3 a gallon for most of the summer. This is USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a withhold release order against the Hoshin Silicon Valley Chinese company that the U.S. claims relies on forced labor from Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in the northwest region of China, to make silica for solar panels, electronics, and other goods. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas explains how the U.S. will continue to import solar panels despite the withhold release.
We are focused on solar panels because of their advantages with respect to environmental impacts. But, and this is very important, we're going to root out forced labor wherever it exists, and we'll look for alternative products to achieve the environmental impacts that are a critical goal of this administration.
A group of 10 bipartisan senators plan to pay for their roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan by closing the tax gap, redirecting unspent emergency relief funds, and other offsets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A small-town TV station in the shadow of Las Vegas is the subject of an HBO documentary. From the Nevada Radio News Bureau, Wyatt Cox has a story.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David versus Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action. And the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas. And then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda, she based...
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.